It's 7:15 here on Breakfast, and about this time yesterday we were talking about how the second presidential debate was getting ready to rock and or roll on TV at around midday our time. It's been, it's gone. If you watched it, I kind of feel a bit sorry for you. I went home and did it, but at least I was distracted by assembling IKEA furniture. I'm not sure which was more hellish to help make a bit of sense out of it. I've got Murray Olds in the studio with
Yes. Donald Trump or a Dane. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
A Danish designer. That furniture's bloody hard, but it was hard watching Trump as well and Hillary Clinton. And the Washington Post has the view this morning that... It was the campaign death spiral for Trump. Only one candidate actually debated. The New York Times has come out. The modern debate is less about sustaining an argument than it is about generating news clips and viral memes. And I suppose that's the professional assessment. Donald Trump has a much different view. He's just put out a tweet about half an hour ago, Nick. He says, the debate polls look great, thank you very much. And he's quoted some drudge, gives the debate to Trump 70-30. Breitbart, have a guess.
Oh, God.
Have a guess.
They would have said nearly 100%. 100% Trump.
93-7. Time magazine, 89-11 to Trump. Fox, 79-16. Surprisingly, that number's so low for Trump. And Variety, 64-36. Now, they're the only figures we've seen because typically they don't come out for a couple of days, 48 hours. But Trump says the tweets, the stats that he's putting up confirm he won the debate handsomely. That's not the view of Paul Ryan. He's the most senior elected Republican in America. He has now washed his hands of him, basically says, I'm not going to appear with Trump. I'm not going to disendorse the guy because he is our party's standard bearer. But I'm not going to appear with him and I'm not going to waste any time campaigning with him. He's basically conceded, Nick, that he can't win anymore. Trump will not get over the line. Instead, Ryan is saying he's going to focus on getting as many Republicans elected to the Congress as he can to prevent Hillary and the Democrats getting everything.
That is just the most amazing thing for Ryan to come out and say. And look, for what it's worth, Ryan's been rolling around in that muck for so long, he's going to have Trump stink on him for the rest of his career. So sorry, Paul, but if you're going to lie down with a skunk, you're going to smell like it for bloody time afterwards.
That's true.
If you're not going to disendorse him, I guess this is the next best thing. Good on you, Paul. Good on you, I guess.
And there are lots of low-level Republicans, you know, they want to be Senator of Arkansas or Senator from New Mexico or whatever. They're running from Trump at a million miles an hour. One guy who's not is his running mate, Mike Pence. Now, they said a lot of things about Pence, how he's Australia 180 and he's a professional politician and he is all of those. But have a listen to this. I mean, he's been out there this morning. He was thrown under a bus by Trump in that debate.
So hard.
Have you spoken to your vice, you know, your running mate about Syria? No, I haven't mentioned it to him. About, hello, the world... You're fighting Islamic State there, Donald.
So he said he disagreed.
Disagreed with Pence.
With Pence.
So this is Mike Pence this morning. Well, overnight... our time this morning in terms of our news cycle, which lasts about 3 minutes these days. This is Pence defending the great man.
You know, it takes a big man to know when he's wrong and to admit it and to have the humility to apologize and be transparent and be vulnerable with people. And Donald Trump last night showed that he's a big man.
Sounds like an ad for VB, doesn't it?
I was about to say, you could have cut it before he mentioned Trump and he might have been talking about Paul Ryan.
Well, there you go. Exactly. So, I mean, look, he's obliged to say this stuff. Trump's obliged to put out these stats that he says clearly show he won the debate. But you'd have to think they're all now running for the hills. They are just bailing out as fast as they can. The swing state's interesting. I mean, you've got, though, as we know, you've got the blue votes, the red votes, hard to shift them. Hillary Clinton, on the back of the first debate, came because the polls were very, very close. Mm. After the first debate, there was daylight again. After this, you would expect there's going to be further distance between the two candidates because Trump, as they said in the New York Times, the modern debate is less about sustaining an argument than generating news clips and viral memes. The only argument sustained last night was by... yesterday was by Clinton, I thought, in terms of debating techniques. He didn't have any.
No.
And the whole notion... I was interested too. It occurred to me when I was watching it, and then I didn't think anything further of it. He looks a bit menacing behind her, a bit threatening behind her, because he was following around the stage. The world blew up about it.
Oh, he loomed over her.
He
it
did,
was
didn't
terrifying.
He? And I is it deliberate? I just crossed my mind. Is it deliberate? Is it not? You'd look back and you think maybe it was. He's just this big, powerful blokey presence behind her. Didn't shake hands. I thought at the end was interesting. Can you find one thing to say about each other that you admire? And she said, well, I admire your kids.
Yes.
What? Oh, she would have had to bite her tongue later. And he said, you know what? She's a fighter, never quits.
Which was incredible, given how much time his campaign has spent saying that she's too weak for the job.
Physically weak, mentally weak, not up to it.
She's falling over. She's having a rest.
Look, it's like a slow motion train crash. And I did read somewhere not long after the debate, they'll be writing about this in political science classes for the next century.
It's just terrifying. It'd be more enjoyable if it wasn't America, I got to say that.
Yeah.
And just finally, before we leave it, how about that you'd be in jail if I was president?
Great zinger. That was the zinger of the debate, wasn't it? That was the one liner that will resonate. But you just got to think, well, hang on. If you're the commander-in-chief, you're the president, how can you say that? What about the presumption of innocence? What about the rule of law? You'll be in jail. Whoa.
I think he believes that the president can just run around and bung people in jail whenever they feel like. I think he actually believes that.
Oh, dear me. See, he is the outsider. He sold himself as that. Remember the start of the year, there were 15 of them standing up there, all these professional politicians. That Ted Cruz, scary, looks like the bad uncle under the staircase. You know, is it going to be him? Anybody but Trump. And here he is now at the end of this horrible campaign. He's still the big guy swinging.
He is indeed.
Amazing, isn't it?
It's been horrible, but you're right. We're going to be learning about this from textbooks for next 100 years.
Oh, I think so.
Murray Olds, thank you very much.
Good on you, Nick. Cheers, mate.